Fritz makes Daddy stand up. I'm coming. You call 911? What's wrong? Mama says. He motions for us to follow him. Stay with him, aight? We on the way. 13. Mr. Lewis's left eye is swollen shut, and blood drips onto his shirt from a slash on his cheek, but he refuses to go to the hospital. Daddy's office has become an examining room, and Mama tends to Mr. Lewis with Daddy's help. I lean against the doorway and watch. Devante stands even farther back in the store.
It took five of them to take me down, Mr. Lewis says. Five of them. Against one little old man. Ain't that something?
It's really something that you're alive, I say. Snitches get stitches doesn't apply to king lords. More like snitches get graves. Mama tilts Mr. Lewis's head to look at the cut on his cheek. She's right. You're real lucky, Mr. Lewis. Don't even need stitches.
King himself gave me that one, he says. He ain't come in till them other ones got me down. Old punk ass, looking like a black Michelin man.
I snort.
This ain't funny, Daddy says. I told you they was gonna come after you.
And I told you I ain't scared. If this the worst they could do, they ain't did nothing.
Nah, this ain't the worst, says Daddy. They could have killed you.
I ain't the one they want dead.
He stretches his fat finger my way, but he looks beyond me at Devante.
That's the one you need to worry about. I made him hide before they came in, but King said he know you helping that boy, and he gonna kill him if you find him.
Devante backs away, his eyes wide. I swear in like 2 seconds, Daddy grabs Devante by his neck and slams him against the freezer.
What the hell you do?
Devante kicks and squirms and tries to pull Daddy's hands from his neck.
Daddy, stop!
Shut up!
His glare never leaves Devante.
I brought you in my house, and you ain't been honest about why you hiding? King wouldn't want you dead unless you did something, so what you do?
Maverick!
Mama breaks his name down real good. Let him go. He can't explain anything with you choking him. Daddy releases, and Devante bends over, gasping for air.
Don't be putting your hands on me, he says. Or what?
Daddy taunts.
Start talking. Man, look, it ain't a big deal. King tripping.
Is he for real? What did you do? I ask.
Devante slides onto the floor and tries to catch his breath. He blinks real fast for several seconds. His face scrunches up. Suddenly, he's bawling like a baby. I don't know anything else to do, so I sit in front of him. When Khalil would cry like that because his mama was messed up, I'd lift his head. I lift Devante's. It's okay, I say. That always worked with Khalil. It works with Devante, too. He stops crying as hard and says,
I stole about 5 G's from King.
Damn it. Daddy groans. What the hell, man?
I had to get my family out of here. I was gonna handle the dudes that killed Dalvin and shit. All that would do was make some GDs come after me. I was a dead man walking, straight up. I didn't want my mama and my sisters caught up in that, so I got them some bus tickets and got them out of town.
That's why we can't get your mama on the phone, Mama realizes. Tears fall around his lips.
She didn't want me coming anyway. Said I'd get them killed. Put me out the house before they left.
He looks at Daddy.
Big Mav, I'm sorry. I should have told you the other day. I did change my mind about killing them dudes, though. But now King wants me dead. Please don't take me to him. I'll do anything, please.
He bet not.
Mr. Lewis limps out of Daddy's office.
You help that boy, Maverick.
Daddy stares at the ceiling like he could cuss God out.
Daddy,
I plead.
Aight. Come on, Vante.
Big Mav,
he whimpers.
I'm sorry. Please, I'm not taking you to King. But we gotta get you out of here. Now.
40 minutes later, Mama and I pull up behind Daddy and Devante in Uncle Carlos's driveway. I'm surprised Daddy knows how to get here. He never comes out here with us. Never. Holidays, birthdays, none of that. I guess he doesn't want to deal with Nana and her mouth. Mama and I get out her car as Daddy and Devante get out the truck.
This is where you're bringing him? Mama says. My brother's house?
Yeah,
Daddy says, like it's no big deal. Uncle Carlos comes from the garage, wiping oil off his hands with one of Aunt Pam's good towels. He shouldn't be home. It's the middle of a work day, and he never takes sick days. He stops wiping his hands, but the knuckles on one of them are still dark. Devante squints against the sunlight and looks around like we brought him to another planet.
Damn, Big Mal, where we at?
Where are we? Uncle Carlos corrects and offers his hand.
Carlos, you must be Devante.
Devante stares at his hand. No manners at all.
How you know my name?
Uncle Carlos awkwardly lets his hand fall to his side.
Maverick told me about you. We've discussed getting you out here.
Oh,
Mama says with a hollow laugh.
Maverick's discussed getting him out here.
She narrows her eyes at Daddy. I'm surprised you even knew how to get out here, Maverick. Daddy's nostrils flare.
We'll talk later.
Come on, Uncle Carlos says. I'll show you your room.
Devante stares at the house, his eyes all big.
What you do to get a house like this?
Dang, you're nosy, I say. Uncle Carlos chuckles.
It's okay, Star. My wife's a surgeon, and I'm a detective.
Devante stops dead. He turns on Daddy.
What the fuck, man? You brought me to a cop? Watch your mouth, Daddy says, and I brought you to somebody who actually want to help you. A cop, though? If the homies find out, they gonna think I'm snitching.
They're not your homies if you gotta hide from them, I say. Plus, Uncle Carlos wouldn't ask you to snitch.
She's right, says Uncle Carlos. Maverick's really serious about getting you out of Garden Heights.
Mama scoffs loudly.
When he told us the situation, we wanted to help, Uncle Carlos goes on. And it sounds like you need our help.
Devante sighs.
Man, this ain't cool. Look, I'm on leave, says Uncle Carlos. You don't have to worry about me getting information out of you.
Leave? I say. That explains the sweats in the middle of the day. Why'd they put you on leave? He glances from me to Mama, and she probably doesn't know I see her shake her head real quick.
Don't worry about it, baby girl,
he says, hooking his arm around me.
I needed a vacation.
It's so, so obvious. They put him on leave because of me. Nana meets us at the front door. Knowing her, she's been watching through the window since we got here. She has one arm folded and takes a drag of her cigarette with the other. She blows the smoke toward the ceiling while staring at Devante.
Who he supposed to be?
Devante, Uncle Carlos says. He's staying with us.
What you mean he's staying with us?
Just what I said. He got in a little trouble in Garden Heights and needs to stay here.
She scoffs, and I know where Mama gets it from.
A little trouble, huh? Tell the truth, boy.
She lowers her voice and asks with suspicious, squinted eyes.
Did you kill somebody?
Mama,
my mama says.
What? I better ask before y'all have me sleeping in the house with a murderer, waking up dead.
What in the? You can't wake up dead, I say.
Little girl, you know what I mean.
She moves from the doorway.
I'll be waking up in Jesus' face trying to figure out what happened.
Like you going to heaven,
Daddy mumbles. Uncle Carlos gives Devante a tour. His room is about as big as me and Seven's rooms put together. It doesn't seem right that he only has a little backpack to put in it. And when we go to the kitchen, Uncle Carlos makes him hand that over.
There are a few rules for living here, Uncle Carlos says. One, follow the rules. Two,
he pulls the Glock from Devante's backpack.
No weapons and no drugs. I know you ain't bring that in my house, Vontae,
Daddy says.
King probably got money on my head. You damn right I got a piece. Rule three, Uncle Carlos speaks over him, no cursing. I have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. They don't need to hear that.
Cause they hear it from Nana enough. Ava's new favorite word is God damn it.
Rule four, Uncle Carlos says, go to school. Man, Devante groans. I already told Big Mav I can't go back to Garden High. We know, Daddy says. Once we get in touch with your mama, we'll get you enrolled in an online program. Lisa's mama is a retired teacher. She can tutor you through it so you can finish the year out.
Like hell I can,
Nana says. I don't know where she is, but I'm not surprised she's listening.
Mama, stop being nosy,
Uncle Carlos says.
Stop volunteering me for shit.
Stop cursing, he says.
Tell me what to do again and see what happens.
Uncle Carlos's face and neck go red. The doorbell rings.
Carlos, get the door,
Nana says from wherever she's hiding. He purses his lips and leaves to answer. As he comes back, I can hear him talking to somebody. Then somebody laughs, and I know that laugh because it makes me laugh.
Look who I found, Uncle Carlos says.
Chris is behind him in his white Williamson polo and khaki shorts. He has on the red and black Jordan 12s that MJ wore when he had the flu during the 97 finals. Shoot. That makes Chris finer for some reason. Or I have a Jordan fetish.
Hi.
He smiles without showing teeth. Hi. I smile too. I forget that Daddy is here and that I potentially have a big-ass problem on my hands. That only lasts about 10 seconds, though, because Daddy asks,
who are you?
Chris extends his hand to Daddy.
Christopher, sir. Nice to meet you.
Daddy gives him a twice-over.
You know my daughter or something?
Yeah. Chris stretches it kind of long and looks at me.
We both go to Williamson?
I nod. Good answer. Daddy folds his arms.
Well, do you or don't you? You sound a little unsure about that.
Mama gives Chris a quick hug. All the while, Daddy mean mugs the hell out of him. How are you doing, sweetie? She asks.
I'm fine. I didn't mean to interrupt anything. I saw your car, and Star wasn't at school today, so I wanted to check on her.
It's fine, says Mama. Tell your mom and dad I said hello. How are they?
Hold up,
Daddy says.
Y'all act like this dude been around a minute.
Daddy turns to me.
Why ain't I never heard about him?
It's gonna take a hell of a lot of boldness to put myself out there for Khalil. Like, I once told my militant black daddy about my white boyfriend kind of boldness. If I can't stand up to my dad about Chris, how can I stand up for Khalil? Daddy always tells me to never bite my tongue for anyone. That includes him. So I say it. He's my boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Daddy repeats.
Yeah, her boyfriend.
Nana pipes up again from wherever she is,
Hey, Chris, baby.
Chris glances around, all confused. Hey, Ms. Montgomery.
Nana was the first to find out about Chris, thanks to her master snooping skills. She told me,
go ahead, get your swirl on, baby.
Then proceeded to tell me about all of her swirling adventures, which I didn't need to know.
The hell, Star?
Daddy says.
You dating a white boy?
Maverick, Mama snaps.
Calm down, Maverick, Uncle Carlos says. He's a good kid, and he treats her well. That's all that matters, isn't it?
You knew?
Daddy says. He looks at me, and I don't know if that's anger or hurt in his eyes.
He knew, and I didn't?
This happens when you have two dads. One of them's bound to get hurt, and you're bound to feel like shit because of it. Let's go outside, Mama says tightly. Now. Daddy glares at Chris and follows Mama to the patio. The doors have thick glass, but I still hear her go off on him.
Come on, Devante, Uncle Carlos says. Gonna show you the basement and the laundry room.
Devante sizes Chris up.
Boyfriend, he says with a slight laugh and looks at me. I should have known you'd have a white boy.
He leaves with Uncle Carlos. What the hell that's supposed to mean? Sorry, I tell Chris. My dad shouldn't have gone off like that.
It could have been worse. He could have killed me.
True. I motion him to sit at the counter while I get us some drinks.
Who was that guy with your uncle? He asks.
Aunt Pam ain't got one soda up in here. Juice, water, and sparkling water. I bet Nana has a stash of Sprite and Coke in her room, though. Devante, I say, grabbing two apple juice boxes. He got caught up in some King Lord stuff, and Daddy brought him to live with Uncle Carlos.
Why was he looking at me like that?
Get over it, Maverick! He's white!
Mama shouts on the patio.
White, white, white!
Chris blushes, and blushes, and blushes, and blushes. I hand him a juice box. That's why Devante was looking at you that way. You're white.
Okay? He asks, more than says. Is this one of those black things I won't understand?
Okay, babe, real talk. If you were somebody else, I'd side-eye the shit out of you for calling it that.
Calling it what? A black thing?
Yeah.
But isn't that what it is?
Not really, I say. It's not like this kind of stuff is exclusive to black people, you know? The reasoning may be different, but that's about it. Your parents don't have a problem with us dating?
I wouldn't call it a problem, Chris says. But we did talk about it.
So it's not just a black thing then, huh?
Point made.
We sit at the counter, and I listen to his play-by-play of school today. Nobody walked out because the police were there, waiting for any drama.
Haley and Maya asked about you, he says. I told them you were sick.
They could have texted me and asked themselves.
I think they feel guilty about yesterday. Especially Haley. White guilt.
He winks. I crack up. My white boyfriend talking about white guilt. Mama yells,
and I love how you insist on getting somebody else's child out of Garden Heights, but you want ours to stay in that hellhole.
You want them in the suburbs with all this fake shit?
Daddy says.
If this is fake, baby, I'll take it over real any day. I'm sick of this. The kids go to school out here. I take them to church out here. Their friends are out here. We can afford to move. But you want to stay in that mess.
Cause at least in Garden Heights, people ain't gonna treat them like shit.
They already do. And wait until King can't find Devante. Who do you think he's gonna look at? Us.
I told you I'll handle that, Daddy says.